This is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman. And right now you're hearing Mucha Pazza, a band out of Chicago who puts on a theatrical show. And it's kind of difficult to explain exactly what Mucha Pazza is. But imagine a marching band that doesn't march, although it does have cheerleaders. There are about 30 people in Mucha Pazza, and the music has a lot of influences, from big band music to rock and roll to something called gypsy swing. And on Saturday afternoon, the band performs at Winterlochen, a festival at Interlochen Center for the Arts. We're about to hear from Ronnie Culler, who plays accordion, and Megan Strell, a cheerleader. They talked with my co-host, Kay Patello, about this marching band that thinks it's a rock and roll band.
Megan and Ronnie, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, I've heard a lot about your group, and I've listened to a bunch of your music, but I still kind of come away kind of wondering, what exactly is Mucha Pazza? Now, Ronnie, I understand that you kind of had a similar experience when you first saw the group.
It's true. I did get to see Mucha Pazza before I was ever a member, and it was a singularly confounding experience, a very enjoyable one, but I wasn't entirely sure what it was that I was experiencing until really a couple months later when I got to have the opportunity to join the band. But there's so many people doing so many things, and it makes a certain kind of sense that's very difficult to put into words. But here we are, trying.
Give it your best shot. If you can sum up Mucha Pazza in a line, what do you think that is?
Well, I think the marching band that thinks it's a rock and roll band is pretty good, but it doesn't really give the whole picture because really we're also not a marching band. What we are is a collection of individuals that have somehow managed to find each other that don't exactly belong in any other kind of ensemble. And thank goodness.
And part of that is, right, it's a marching band that doesn't march. It's not about the marching.
Right. The marching band is a bit of an American icon, and as our cheerleaders. And it's very much about community, but I think what we're trying to do is make it look really fun.
Now, you use a lot of theatrical components in your work. Again, it's a marching band, but much more. There's more experience there. Megan, can you tell us a little bit about some of the more theatrical components of the group? For instance, you are a band cheerleader. How does one cheerlead for a band?
Well, I certainly had no prior cheerleading experience, so I was totally qualified for this position. And I did have a lot of theatrical experience, as do all the other cheerleaders. There is a style of performance that's very strongly connected to the audience. And I think that that's what the cheerleaders really bring to the band. And in a way, because we're so thirsty to connect to the audience, I told the band leader at the time that I joined that I may upstage the band. So, you know, you're going to have to tell me to pull it back if I'm being too broad. And he said, good luck. You got 30 musicians to compete with. And the nice thing about that is the cheerleaders have been able to sort of challenge the musicians to connect to the audience as well. And there's certainly a lot of theatrical talent among the musicians as well. So we're part of a theatrical scene that's happening currently as well. But we're mixing that with the music.
So you're kind of a bridge that helps tie everything together if you're there working up the band and the audience.
Yeah, we are in the liminal space between audience and band, and it surprises me how many people come up and say they want to be Mucha Pazza cheerleaders. And I think that's partly because it seems accessible. You know, you could be a cheerleader without actually taking your saxophone out from under your bed.
So I'm still trying to picture this. What exactly does one do when cheering for the band? Do you have a set of cheers, or is it choreography?
Oh, yeah, we have cheers. Yeah, we write them. They're original. And sometimes, you know, we're dancing with a band. We have a couple pieces of choreography. And we also run theatrical exercises, so we get sort of the whole band to participate more physically in some of the songs. But Yeah, we have several cheers.
The cheers are real weird.
Could you do a weird cheer for us?
Well, like I wrote this one. Okay, so it goes, cheer. 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 Take me to your leader. Cheerleader. Take me to your leader. Cheerleader. Cheer. Cheer. See that? That was the band.
And I can tell you that works. I know that works.
That would be really compelling. Yes, for some reason, people just want to join in on that kind of energy, right?
Mukhopadhyay tends to change the climate in the room, where we'll come in and the room is stale and quiet, and it is not like that by the time the band is done. It really is a transforming experience.
And do you think, does the band have an overall goal, aside from the present of how you want to feel while you play, but is there something that you have in mind for the band for the future?
We want to go to Europe. If someone has a idea for some sort of rocket that can send us there, or some other way that to transport us across the pond, we would. That's been one of our long-term goals.
All right, maybe we can cheer your way to Europe somehow. Figure that out. Ronnie and Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And for more information about Mukhopadhyay and its performance at Interlaken, there's a link at interlakenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlaken Public Radio. Michael Culler, as always, engineered our show. Our producer is Dan Wanchura. Sally Isley is our executive producer. And Kate Patello is back next week. I'm David Castleman. Happy Friday.